Hi guys, welcome to a new podcast. In this podcast, we will talk about Cobra Kai, a show on Netflix, and I will break down the events that has happened. And also, after, we will talk about other Netflix shows and how I rate them. And also, we will do some episodes about games and what I think of games. Hi guys, make sure to subscribe on any of your podcast listening apps. So, the first episode of Cobra Kai has, Diaz, the new kid, moving in, and he got his butt jumped by a bunch of jerk, kids, and Johnny Lawrence jumps in and saves them, but then he gets arrested, and his stepdad, Sid, gets him out of jail and gives him extra money. And then, what happens after that is, so Diaz is asking him about, like, what type was that, blah, 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 blah. And he told him it was old school karate, and he was like, could you teach me? And then he's like, no. The next day, he used Sid's check that he gave to him to buy a karate dojo, I meant. So then, a couple minutes later in the episode, Diaz helping him build his karate dojo, and also make a really, really cool dojo. And then this chubby dude walks in and picks up and like gives him stuff that he has to do before it can open. And then after that, it once the dojo gets open after Diaz, one day when, what's his name? I can never remember his name. Daniel LaRusso is driving home from work. He sees Cobra Kai. Walks in, like, a couple minutes later in the episode. And, yeah, that happens. And then later on in the episode when it gets opened, well, that's when the episode ends. So, yeah. Hi, guys. My sponsor today is Rogue Company, a free-to-play game, and it is cross-platform. It can be installed on Xbox, Nintendo Switch, PS4, and so it's a cross-platform thing. And also, you should go check it out. It's a pretty good game, and I love to play it. That is the sponsor of this video. Now, back to the video. I'm at podcast. Hi guys, welcome to a new podcast. In this podcast, we will talk about Cobra Kai, a show on Netflix, and I will break down the events that has happened. And also, after, we will talk about other Netflix shows and how I rate them. And also, we will do some episodes about games and what I think of games. Hi guys, make sure to subscribe on any of your podcast listening apps. So, the first episode of Cobra Kai has, Diaz, the new kid, moving in. And he got his butt jumped by a bunch of jerk, kids, and Johnny Lawrence jumps in and saves them, but then he gets arrested, and his stepdad, Sid, gets him out of jail and gives him extra money, and then, what happens after that is, so Diaz is asking him about, like, what type was that, blah, 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 and he told him it was old school karate, and he was like, could you teach me, and then he's like, no. The next day, he used Sid's check that he gave to him to buy a karate dojo, I meant. So then, a couple minutes later in the episode, Diaz helping him build his karate dojo, and also make a really, really cool dojo, and then this chubby dude walks in and picks up and like gives him stuff that he has to do before it can open. And then, after that, once the dojo gets open, after Diaz, one day when, what's his name? I can never remember his name. Daniel LaRusso is driving home from work. He sees Cobra Kai. Walks in, like, a couple minutes later in the episode. And, yeah, that happens. And then later on in the episode when it gets opened, well, that's when the episode ends. So, yeah. Hi, guys. My sponsor today is Rogue Company, a free-to-play game, and it is cross-platform. It can be installed on Xbox, Nintendo Switch, PS4, and so it's a cross-platform thing. And also, you should go check it out. It's a pretty good game, and I love to play it. That is the sponsor of this video. Now, back to the video. I'm at podcast. Okay, guys. On episode 2, Sam, Daniel LaRusso's daughter, gets into a hit-and-run accident with Johnny Lawrence's car. And that happens. And then, Johnny's car has to get fixed, brought to LaRusso Auto, And he doesn't want to be there, so he tries to get it out, and all that stuff happens. And then later on, well, that's a few episodes later. So then Miguel gets into a Halloween fight in that episode, and his mom says, "You're never allowed to be near my son again," to Johnny Lawrence. And, well, that's not for a second, but then, she gets convinced to bring him back in to Karate Dojo, which is really good. And, also, please review this podcast if you would like to see more of this podcast. And make sure to rate it how you like it and put a review on any of your platforms. So, that is all our time for this episode. Hopefully we can have longer tomorrow. This is gonna be a daily podcast too. Hopefully we have longer tomorrow, but that's it for today. Bye.